mic check?
Yes, hello, yes.
Alright.
Well, you're a good old squealer down here, Leah.
I love you! I love you, Leah!
Love is good.
Thanks for swinging by, everybody. I'm Mike Powers from KFOG Radio with a neighbor up north in the North Bay. Needs no introduction, but Mr. Les Claypool swinging by. Thanks for swinging by, Les.
No worries.
Looked like a pretty good time. Right.
Who's on
there?
First? Are we going to do our comedy routine? Is that what this is all about? So what's going on? Well, this is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
What the hell
am I doing? I just woke up and said, come over
to
the
stage. I need a bass in my hands to feel comfortable.
So you look pretty comfortable yesterday up there with that other little trio of Troy and Stu.
That's because I was on booze.
Yeah? I heard the rehearsals this Memorial Day weekend up at your place up in the North Bay.
We did rehearse near my place, yes.
Yeah? And is it looking like a one-time thing for Oysterhead, or are there plans down the road to come down from the mountain?
There are no plans at this particular time, but there is always speculation and talk amongst us and people around us. So.
All right. Hey, a busy year so far, though. You almost got a hat trick with the book, the movie, and the new record.
Yes, I'm a busy guy. My answer to that question is yes.
Yeah. But with the new album, it's simply Les Claypool of Wales in Woe. More tales about fishing and boat engines and all sorts of good stuff, huh?
Yes.
Yes and no.
There is a new record out with various aspects of Americana throughout the lyrics, and there is a tale or two about a seagoing individual or two.
How is there a new boat in your life, or?
There's not. Did he just call me girl? I think he called me girl.
I think there was a girl right there.
Island girl, sorry. I do have an Iowa girl, yes. Iowa gal. Yeah. There would be girl and gal.
Been out there fishing in the bed?
I left right as salmon season was starting, so not that I'm not happy to be out here playing for folks around the country, but it was a little frustrating to see that the salmon went on the bite right as I was leaving town. Actually, it was right during Oysterhead rehearsals, so that was a bit of a drag.
So when will you get back to town? You're out on the road with the Fancy Band, eh?
I'm out on the road with my band, and the fans have dubbed my band the Fancy Band, so I'm sort of running with it for now. We get back middle of July, so it'll be albacore season by then.
Ah.
It'll be all good.
And a quick Primus appearance, huh?
There is a quick Primus appearance. I have no idea where it is, but Wisconsin, is that where it is? They got good cheese in Wisconsin, I hear. You're not a cheesehead? What the hell's wrong with you? I hate to tell you this, but we're all cheeseheads. We're Americans, we're cheeseheads, for Christ's sake.
Has the movie screening already happened?
Pardon me?
The Electric Apricot, the film?
The film, yes.
Is being screened here?
It screened yesterday, I believe. Did anybody get to go see the film yesterday? I was not there. I looked at a poster. They wouldn't let you in? Eventually, it should come out on DVD. We're trying to sell it at this particular point in time to some distributors. If you know any distributors, you should hook me up. Hook me up, dude. Give me your card.
It's been limited screenings here and there, huh?
It's been in a few film festivals. We've won some awards. And then it was screened here. And so we're in this, we're whoring ourselves. We're trying to sell the damn thing.
Now, some of the filming was up there at the Sweetwater in Mill Valley.
There was some filming at the Sweetwater in Mill Valley, yes.
And some a little bit of High Sierras in there. And
I mean, was it Festaroo?
Was there a plan going into this, or just kind of
Festaroo?
See where the fest took you.
It was all about Festaroo.
Very good. Well, how about we take a couple of questions here? Who? I think you're right up front.
Here.
What inspired you to write that novel that you're writing, this South of the Pump House?
Did you read it?
I haven't gotten it yet. Doesn't it come out in July?
It does come out in July, but we've been selling it the past couple weeks on at our shows. We've been selling it. So I was inspired to write the novel because I've written a few screenplays, and this was a screenplay that I started as a 60-page screenplay about 10 years ago, and eventually evolved into a 129-page screenplay. And we put a production team together and raised a bunch of money and lost some money, and producers came on and producers went off, and everybody had notes, and I was feeling as if the story was becoming a bit convoluted because of all the input of various, you know, you get a high rolling mucky muck in there and you kind of got to listen to it a little bit. So I decided to write it in a novel form just so that for anybody who really cares, the original story would exist somewhere. So there you go.
We got another? I have a question. Over here, in the back.
Who's talking? Well, look at that guy.
Will you take me on as your protege? I don't eat much, and I don't know the difference between right and wrong.
Would I take you out as what?
Will you take me on as your protege?
What does that mean?
Will you teach me what you know?
You don't want to know what I know. It's a very ugly, ugly thing. I don't know if I can answer that. My knee-jerk reaction is it kind of makes me scared.
I'm nothing to be afraid of, really. I just look that way.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Kind of scares me. Anybody else?
Yeah,
look at that guy. He's got some liquid. What the hell is that?
Hey.
What is it?
Here.
I don't want no bourbon. What the hell? I was kidding about the booze thing. You think I can play with Stuart Copeland on booze? Are you kidding me? It's like chasing a hyena around.
Hey, can you confirm or deny rumors you'll be part of the Super Jam?
Can you?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Are you going to be in the Super Jam tonight?
I have no idea.
Really?
I seriously have no idea. I'm the guy that they wake up in the morning and they point me in a certain direction and I go there and I pick up a mic and I stand in front of you and go, what? And then after this they're going to point me somewhere else. When I get on the road, I tend to not know what the hell's going on because I find comfort in that because when I'm at home I'm dealing with this and that and the next thing and I have kids. So when I get on the road I like to just let it all go, man. So I don't know what the hell's going on. For all I know, I'm going to be running around nude on, you know, and one of the tents tonight. I don't really know.
Yeah, I got a question. Hey, look. Right here, man.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
Perry Farrell was on Henry
Great
Rollins.
Great shirt, man.
Oh, thanks. Perry Farrell was on Henry Rollins' show, and he had a really negative opinion of iTunes just because of the marketing and the control possibilities down the road. I just wondered if you had any thoughts on iTunes and marketing music in that way.
You know, I you can have a negative opinion on it, but it's kind of like being a vinyl guy and having a negative opinion about CDs 15 years ago. It doesn't matter. It's coming, and that's you're just going to have to deal with it and make it work for you. You know, the world is changing and has been since, you know, the first little catfish crawled out of the slime. So it's just more catfish crawling out of the slime. You just deal with it try and make it work for whatever you're trying to do. You know, it's very much like, a friend of mine's a physician, and he came out of school and was not necessarily surprised, but informed me that things are a bit different, that you don't just go out and you're a doctor and you're high-income bracket like you used to. You become part of an HMO, and it's not quite what it once was. Well, I think the record industry is becoming that way as well. It's not quite what it once was because the control isn't what it once was either. So, you know, I'm a performer. I'm a recording artist, whatever the hell that means. I'm just gonna do it, and if somebody buys it, that's great. If they don't, then I gotta sell my house. But this is what I do, you know. I don't know what you can, if there's any negative aspects to iTunes. I've yet to really see that. If anything, it seems kind of cool to me. It's a very convenient, organized way to receive music. But I like vinyl. Hey, we already talked to you. You got to give it to somebody else.
Hey, man.
Man, I can't tell who's talking. All right.
I want
When are we going to get a walk?
We got a guy in a hat over here.
I want to know where you get your bowlers from.
Where I get my bowlers? I'm one of these guys that collects hats. I have for many years. So when I stumble across something cool, I pick it up. I have a big brown one that I like to wear that I got in Berkeley many years ago.
When are you going to play your acoustic upright for us?
When am I going to play the acoustic upright for you?
Right now? No.
No. I don't even see one. The thing about an acoustic upright is it's kind of a pain in the ass to haul around. And I got mine. Mine's named. I have one at home that I've had for many years, and his name is Oliver. And it will probably never come out on the road because both Tom Waits and Screamin' Jay Hawkins have signed the back of it. So it's one of those very precious things to me. And I got a lot of crap that I got to haul around. I can't be hauling one of those things around. But if you haul around for me, maybe I'd consider it. Yeah? He says that as he's scratching his balls. I don't know about that, dude.
What is the home studio like?
It's amazing. It's like, you know, it's like Wonka's factory meets Disneyland.
Yeah.
Not really. It's actually just a room with a bunch of old vintage crap in it. There's a lot of spider webs.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got spiders galore where I live.
Hey, let's play pool. I have a question. Here.
Wait, there you go, okay.
Remember when you played a show in Baltimore, and my friend and I gave you a hat? Did that fit you, and do you still have it or anything?
Oh, I remember it well. As if it were yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
To be honest with you, I don't remember. You know, part of that whole getting on the road and everything, people point me in different directions. I look at the road as a big blur. I remember the guys that gave me the whamola, but if they were standing right in front of me, I probably wouldn't recognize them.
It had a peacock.
I'm just terrible like that, and it's not. You know, I spent a lot of years very stoned, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I actually don't think so because my son sort of has the same thing. Like he doesn't remember people's names, and it's ever since he was a little kid, and he's still a little kid. He's 10 now, but I think it's just one of those Claypool. You know, it's part of my hard drive that's fragmented.
What is the what's the disk cleaner when you do try to clear out that hard drive?
I don't know. I think the hard drive is what it is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Here.
First, what do you think of this hat if you're a collector of hats? I've noticed, I've been listening to your music for a long time, man, and I've noticed that you have a reoccurring theme of like methamphetamines and like white trash and that sort of thing, you know what I mean? Like blue collar trucker, or you know, that kind of thing. And I was wondering, like, does that have a lot to do with your past, or is it just something that interests you, or, you know, what is that?
Well, it's not necessarily something that interests me. Unfortunately, it's something that's been a huge downfall in my family, a good portion of my family. Actually, my cousin, who I spent almost every day with for the first 12 years of my life. He's been in and out of prison for the past 20 years, either from selling meth or cooking meth or stealing the shit to make the shit, you know, and he's a great guy, and it's a sad thing. My uncle died when he was 50 because he'd done meth for 30 years, and my other cousin, actually my two cousins on different sides of my family, on my father's side and my mom's side, first cousins, met each other for the first time in prison. Because my one cousin, who was a veteran, unfortunately, had heard there was a clay pool in the stir, and went and sought him out and realized he was my first cousin. So, speed has been a nasty part of my family. And I've been able to not fall into that hole. And it's nasty stuff, you know. I would advise anybody to stay the fuck away from it. And it's been an issue for a long time now. It's funny, for many years you'd hear about how, crack is this huge problem in the inner city and blah, 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 but you never heard about speed until fairly recently. And I remember over 20 years ago, just people being so spun out, their bones, joints up being all fucked up, and their teeth all rotted out. It's bad news, nasty shit. Stay away from it. Don't touch it.
Rockin'.
I think Les gonna sign some up. Couple more questions sent out there.
Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So how are you balancing all your responsibilities now with everything that you've gone through and still working?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, how are you balancing your responsibilities now that you're older and you have all these people that you're responsible for and you still need to work and go out on the road for long periods of time?
I've always been a pretty responsible guy part of it because seeing what was happening in my family and reacting to that and being the opposite of that. Obviously, with things like Primus and whatnot, I'm the guy who drives the boat. But how do I deal with it now? I don't think it's any different now. I have my wife and kids, but I've been with my wife we had our 10-year anniversary this year, but we were together like 5 years prior to that. And, you just sort of take things one thing at a time, people say, hey, you got a film, you got a book, you got a tour, you got the record. Well, it's not like it all just happened. It just happens to be coming out at once. It's not like I did it all at once. Last year I worked on the film, and the book's a long process, and the record I finished the end of last year. So, to me, it just makes sense. You get up in the morning, just like anybody else, so what am I supposed to do today? Well, I gotta go work on this artwork. Oh, well, I gotta go do this. So, I don't have anything to do, I'm going fishing, It's just common sense. It's just me moving forward. We're all salmon, we're all heading up the stream. Some keep moving, some don't move so far, I'm just heading upstream,
Is the family with you here?
They are here.
Exploring?
I don't know where they are right now. I had to come do this stuff.
Distracted. Another one?
I've got a question.
Yes.
Do you kids play any musical instruments?
My daughter is learning piano right now. She's actually getting pretty good. And my son, he's learning violin in school, but he doesn't really like it. He's more of an artist. He's just continually drawing, but he has shown some interest in wanting to maybe play a little bass. You've been waiting.
There's been a lot of talk about the Claypool family. I'm just curious what a Claypool family vacation is like. Where do you guys go for fun to just be crazy and let loose, besides fishing?
We go to Bonnaroo here, and they're all here. I grew up, our family vacation was, we'd go camping. That's what we did every year. We'd go camping, same spot every year. And so I try and take my kids to that spot every year, but sometimes I can't make it because I gotta go out, travel around the country in a big box.
Les.
Okay. Got time for two more.
Who's
got right there?
Yes.
Yes, nice hat.
Thank you. How long have you been playing the bass banjo for?
The bass banjo? A friend of mine made me that thing several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, but it's one of those things I don't play very often. I just kind of pick it up and plunk it once in a while. It's kind of a wrestling thing, you know, you got to wrestle with it. It's not the most comfortable thing. You can't really put it on your lap and have a hoedown. I don't know. I mean, it's like a bass. It just makes a different sound. Am I a Red Sox fan? To be honest with you, I don't give two shits about sports at all. I am not a sports guy. When I was a kid, I did Little League and I played basketball and I did all that stuff. As soon as I started playing bass and I jammed up my fingers playing basketball one day, I said, fuck this. It kind of bores me to sit around and watch sports. I'd rather fish.
When did the fishing start?
It's one of those things. We did, when I was a kid, we were either, on the weekends, I was either digging post holes for my dad for some deck or remodeling a bathroom or whatever the hell, or we were floating around out in San Pablo Bay chasing sturgeon. So it's just one of those things I've been doing since I was a kid.
Well, thanks for swinging by, Les.
Why, sure.
Are you going to sign some autographs?